Greetings, saints of God. We are continuing on the sub-theme, why God's love must work. The theme being, love must win. And we spoke of the importance that love completes us. It is a cement or binder for concrete fellowship. And it is significant to a believer's lifestyle. And we're exploring, to some extent, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And verse 5 says, "Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seek it not her own. Is not easily provoked. Think it no evil. Rejoice it not in iniquity, but rejoice it in the truth. Bear it all things, believe it all things, hope it all things, endure it all things." Here Paul was belaboring the point that love is important to the believer's lifestyle. And if we are going to become God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to good works, then we have to allow the love of God to work in our lives fully so we can get that to that place of spiritual knowledge and understanding where we can function as God's people should. I want to find a scripture. I think it's in Ephesians chapter 2 or 3 thereabout that speak about the workmanship. Not sure if I'll find this morning, but it's a very important text, I believe, that we need to remind ourselves about from the scriptures. Very important to remember the scriptures so that we can be stable as believers. Yes, very stable as believers. So we know ourselves as children of God. And the Bible says we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And if we know that we are His workmanship, then we can rest assured. We can rest assured that the work of God, the love of God, will allow us to be molded into the image, perfect image of Christ. Not easy a task, but a necessary task for believers. Very, very important that we have an understanding of who we are through the grace of God. And what we should be doing as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Very important. So when you talk about the love of God, it must be understood that it is both a language and a lifestyle. It must also be understood that it is to be our lifestyle, the way we live. And it's important that we understand that we must endure, as I said before, suffer long, endure, be patient. Kind love gives without expecting. 1 John 3 verse 17 talks about kindness there. Love gives without expecting something in return. We speak about the fact that it is also sacrificial. It does not cause us to brag or boast on our self-worth or what we achieve, which pretty much constitutes ignorance or arrogance, rather. That's not God's love. God's love is not about us. It's about Jesus in us. A lifestyle that depicts who God is and God's way of living through us. And so God's love is God-given. It's God-given. It's given by God. And so as believers, if love must work, we need to cultivate it. Cultivate it so it can grow. It will not grow by itself. It has to be cultivated. No plant grows by itself just like that. The ground has to be right. It has to be watered. It has to be nurtured so it can become fruitful. We have to nurture. We have to nurture. The nature nurture. Our nature has to be nurtured. Nature has to be nurtured in the right way. There are many nurturing that is taking place in our world. Persons are nurturing persons to become hateful, to become satanic, to be evil, and to do evil things, and to be influenced by forces of hell. But our God-given responsibility is to be cultivated. Love must be cultivated so it can grow in us as believers. Bless the name of the Lord. The Bible says, grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That for that to happen, it requires work. And so, if a love to grow in us, we have to allow God to become the cultivator, the husbandman that caused our grapevines to produce fruit that is tasteful and useful for human and for the glory of God. So as we look at the lifestyle of God's love, that God's love provides for us, we have to also take into consideration the need to be cultivators of the love of God. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless.